I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israeli drone and airstrikes killed a senior Hamas official and destroyed a Hezbollah facility in southern Lebanon this week. Living conditions near the border are deteriorating, and the war is also ruining Lebanon's agricultural sector. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
rockets being shelled at Lebanon have white phosphate. Farmers not only are dealing with not being able to plant and harvest their crops, but also the potential loss of several seasons because of that white phosphate.
Along with food and clothing, Heart for Lebanon teams provide emotional care and the hope of Christ to those affected by war. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
It starts with a food package, but that's not our end goal. In fact, that's just the beginning of a journey from despair to hope.
And Romans 15:5 talks about the God who gives endurance and encouragement. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries shares one example of what she describes as God winks. For their film project of the story of Esther, they were searching for incense burner stands with a specific historical design. The art director was about to give up, and he told God so.
The next day, he saw some people pulling furniture out of their yard, and they were throwing away a table that had the exact shape legs of these incense burners. He reworked these into really beautiful, beautiful stands.
God's message only got clearer when the incense burners they had ordered fit on the top of the stands perfectly. Pray that the Esther film will draw many in the Persian world to the gospel, and watch for how God may be telling you today that he sees you. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.